Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call into the show and make your comments or your opinions known about this subject. All right? And again, good afternoon or good evening, guys, and welcome to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. Tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome guys. Now, before we get into the show, today's word of the day is Belvedere. Belvedere. Belvedere means, Belvedere is a noun, and it means a structure designed to command a view. A Belvedere, B-E-L-V-E-D-E-R-E, is a structure designed to command a view. Okay? Like you have maybe a summer house on the lake or something like that. That's something that's designed to command a view, right? House in the Mediterranean or something like that. That's something that Hawaii, places like that up on the mountain looking out over the ocean. That's a Belvedere. That's a structure that's designed to command a view, a Belvedere. And that's your word of the day. And I think I'm going to use that word soon, probably. I'm going to have me a Belvedere one day, right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's show is entitled. What is today's show entitled? In Alabama City. Makes bathroom access by gender. Get that now. By gender, a crime. Okay? Makes bathroom access by gender so here's the deal. Now, if you think about this, all it's saying is that if you trying to go into the restroom and you're calling yourself a woman, you're a man, okay, but you're saying that you want to be a woman, or you're dressing like a woman and you carry yourself like a woman, you want to be a woman, but you're a man, okay? So, in Alabama City is making bathroom access by gender identity. That means you're identifying yourself as a woman. Okay? A man identifying himself as a woman and tries to access the women's bathroom is going to be a crime in an Alabama City. Okay, and I'm going to read you this quick article real quick, and we'll talk about it a bit, okay? In Alabama City appears to be the first in the country to specify criminal penalties for violators of an ordinance requiring people to use bathrooms that match the gender on their birth certificates, civil rights groups said on Wednesday. That's exactly what I just said. So, a man that wants to be a woman or that identifies himself as a woman is not a woman. That's not on his birth certificate. He's not a female on his birth certificate. The law passed on Tuesday by the city council in Oxford, located about 60 miles east of Birmingham, carries a possible punishment of a $500 fine or 6 months in jail. The measure raises the stakes in the United States bathroom wars that have caused fierce debate among state lawmakers, school officials, and Republican presidential candidates. It goes further than a law enacted last month in North Carolina, which has been boycotted by businesses, entertainers, and government workers since it became the first state to bar transgender people from using bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. North Carolina's law applies to restrooms and locker rooms in government-owned facilities and schools. The Oxford Ordinance also includes bathrooms in private businesses and explicitly makes violating the provision a crime. This is a very concerning expansion of the ways in which trans people are going to be and have been policed, said Chase Strangio, a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's LGBT project. It's essentially just criminalizing trans existence. Stephen Waits, president of the Oxford City Council, said the measure was a response to complaints from residents after retailer Target last week said transgender people and customers could use store bathrooms that matched the gender with which they identify. Okay? And then Waits also said that the council adopted the law not out of concerns for the 0.3% of the population who identify as transgender, but to protect our women and children, according to the newspaper. Waits did not reply to a request for comment from Reuters. Now, Reuters wrote this story, and it says, Strangio said the law raises constitutional questions, and the American Civil Liberties Union was considering taking legal action to block it. The group already has sued North Carolina over its law. And that's the end of this little article. But so let's talk about this. My comment is this. I agree with the city of Oxford in Alabama. And I think that everyone, all cities, should be with this law. Because there's never been in the history of the world, probably, you know, history of the United States for sure, probably the history of the world, there's never been, excuse me, there has never been a public restroom where a homosexual, a man who purports himself as being a woman, walks into a women's bathroom and uses it. Okay, I don't care if the women inside that bathroom don't recognize him as a man. A lot of these transgender guys can't be recognized as men. They really do look like women. I think that's a big problem as well. But to get down to it, why should a male be in the restroom with females? Why? How does that work? Now, maybe my listeners can answer that. If you're a woman, okay? You're a woman, and you don't mind a man being in the restroom with you. I know that the women's restrooms have, you know, individual stalls. So you're not, you know, like the men, they open, you know, urinals where they stand right next to each other and do their business. But do you still mind if a man is in the restroom while you're in the restroom? Do you mind that? Is that okay with you? All my guys out there who listening to the show, Do you mind a woman being in the restroom with you who purports herself as being a man? Okay, now she's in the restroom. Think about it. She's in the restroom with other men. And let's use a hypothetical situation. This woman is in the restroom with men. And there's a short line. There's a wait. Okay? Like at a football game. You know, think about it. At a football game. Okay? Let's say we're at the Georgia Dome. And you know how many people are in the restroom at any given time at a football game. Okay? There's a line. So, you know, I'm sorry if you gotta go really bad, you should have went a while ago when there wasn't a line, but you gotta stand there and wait, right? So you got a woman who says she's a man or who wants to be a man, identifies herself as a man, gender identity, right? She goes to the men's restroom, and she's there waiting in line, okay? She's in front of me. And when we get to the edge of the line right there, when it's her turn, all the stalls are filled. The stalls with doors, the individual stalls with doors where somebody's in there, you know, doing their business, right? The men are in there doing their business and all the stalls are filled. But the urinals, the open urinals, there's two or three of them that are available. What is she going to do? Like, ma'am, I mean, not ma'am, but hey, it's, you know, you're telling them, hey, go ahead. There's a couple of stalls open right there. That's a urinal open right there. Go ahead. I gotta wait for the stall. Man. And you think about it, I guess they got to do their business. They got to sit down. But women who want to be men or whatever, they have to sit down, right? They can't stand and pee. Well, I don't know. Maybe some women can stand and pee. But I don't think they can stand and pee like men stand and pee. I'm just being 100% on the show. And so the same thing with the men in the women's bathroom. Okay? Now, I guess you have to go in and sit down in the women's bathroom. That may not be as big a deal. But if you knew that this man that wants to be a woman or identifies himself as a woman was in the restroom with you, how would you feel? Do you feel like that's okay? I do not. I don't feel like that's okay. I really don't. I have a big, big, huge problem with that. It's just crazy to me. This is the women's bathroom. This is the men's bathroom. There's nothing in between. Okay? Now, we're going to have a men's bathroom, a women's bathroom, a he-she bathroom, and a she-he bathroom. What's going to happen from here? I don't know, but all I can say is, I'd love for someone to call and comment on this, but all I can say is I'm not with it. I'm not with it. Publicly, no. I don't care what you do in private. That's your own deal, whatever, yada, yada. But in public, oh, that's strictly taboo. And for men to be in women's bathrooms, and that was an article that I read this morning about a guy in Tennessee. I think maybe Chattanooga, don't hold me to that, maybe somewhere in Tennessee. I don't know exactly where it is, what city, whatever. There was a guy caught in the Walmart bathroom looking at girls use the restroom. Looking at girls use the restroom. Now he's a pervert. He wasn't in there as a woman. Y'all with me? He wasn't in there as a woman. He's he was straight up, you know, well, his mugshot, you know, you can tell he's a man. He got a goatee and all that. The whole 9 yards. But he's in there looking at women. That's the same thing if he was dressed up with a wig on and hair, you know, clean shave with makeup. That's the same thing. So why is he being arrested? He's being arrested. So why wouldn't a man that's dressed up like a woman not be arrested for being in the women's bathroom? Why not? I don't see the difference right there. The only difference is he's dressed. He's got on his women's clothes, and he's, you know, clean shaven, I hope, with makeup on. Man, if you're dying laughing right now, I understand. But I'm just trying to figure this out. How could you even have a thought that this is okay? How could you even have a thought that this is okay? Let's take it a step further. Men identify themselves whose gender identity is a woman. And wants to play professional sports, college sports, high school sports. How can that work? Okay, so you got a male or a young man in high school. Let's say high school. A young man in high school who wants to be a woman. Dresses like a woman, everything. Uses the women's bathroom, all that. And he comes in and joins the women's the girls' basketball team. How is that fair? A male playing against females. He may not be any good. But how's that fair? A male playing against females. And vice versa. It's just not right. And it's not right at all. And again, I agree with this city in Alabama, Oxford. I agree with that city. I mean, how do you step back from that? How do you step back and say, okay, y'all win? They can go on in there and use the bathroom. You know, we right here in Atlanta, there's a, well, I don't know if it's open yet, but they're building a school for LGBT kids starting at kindergarten, K through 12. And it's a public school. So they're saying that anyone, whether they're straight or not, can go to this school. It's expensive though. It's like a private school. But they say that anyone can go there, whether they're straight or not. And they have homosexual administrative people. They have homosexual teachers. I guess I shouldn't say homosexual. I don't know what the other word is for it. But they got these, I guess I should call them transgenders. That's teaching, that's running the school, that's principal of the school, that's, I guess, the librarian, the music teacher, everybody. Homosexual. And you can send your kid there because your kid's having problems at their school right now with the other kids in the school harassing them and saying different things to them and maybe pulling some kind of pranks on them, different things like that. Now, this is going to be a school where they can go and don't have to worry about being ostracized for being who they think they are. And I say think they are because you're not born with this. That's my opinion. I know some people say that some people are born with this, but I don't believe that, not even a piece of a percent. I believe that God created a man and a woman. That's it. You have men and women. That's it. Again, they're gonna find you a crime, put you in jail or whatever if you get caught in the women's bathroom and you're a man. I don't care if you're wearing women clothes and you got your makeup on and your wig on and all this, you know, you're carrying your purse. I don't care. They still gonna lock you up, you pervert. You know, some people call me homophobic, and I don't care. I am. I can deal with women that are lesbians or homosexuals more than I can deal with men. I cannot be around socialize with a man who's a homosexual, and I know he is. I cannot. I just can't do it. Because when I grew up, okay, that was taboo. Being a, we used to call them faggots. I don't care. I'm just being real with you. We used to call them faggots, sissies, punks. And, you know, women were the same way. And that was taboo. You didn't do that. They got stoned, beat up, all kind of stuff when I was growing up. And you didn't find many of them at all. But now, you go downtown Atlanta. I have to go downtown Atlanta tonight. You go downtown Atlanta tonight, right now, broad daylight. I guarantee you. Every block that you drive, looking on the street, you'll see a homosexual, man or woman, you'll see one. Downtown Atlanta, we like the capital of the South for homosexuals. They flock to Atlanta. And people talk about Atlanta being this and Atlanta being that. It's not the people who grew up in Atlanta. It's all these freaking people coming in from out of town. That's who coming in living in Atlanta. You don't find too many people like me that grew up in Atlanta that still live in Atlanta. Most of us have moved out to the suburbs. You know? And they're coming in, taking over. You can have that, these men walking around holding hands with each other, these women holding hands with each other, and you know, and we saw it the other night on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I mean, I you know, you look at that show, and you got a female on the show who says that she's not a lesbian. She's not a lesbian. Okay? And but she's dating another woman. This other woman identifies herself as a man. Doesn't look like a man, but dress kind of, you know, I guess, I don't know how they keep their little boobs, you know, down. I guess they wear something special to keep their little boobs down and this and that and wear these big baggy clothes. And, you know, it's just, now, why isn't she, the now, think about this, the girl that's dating the girl who identifies herself as a man, how is she not a lesbian? She knows that this is a female. She knows it. How are you not a lesbian? How are you not a homosexual?
I'm not a homosexual.
Yes, you are. You are very much a homosexual. Okay? I got a text from a friend of mine saying, how will we explain what we might see in these bathrooms to our kids? Exactly. How do you, I have girls. How do I explain to my girls, you know, I have a 21-year-old and a 15-year-old. How do I explain to my 15-year-old, my 21-year-old probably no, but how do I explain to my 15-year-old that you may see a man in the bathroom with you? Wants to be a woman. How is she going to take that? I don't know. I really don't. This same friend asking, who is going to enforce the stipulation of who can go in and out of these type of restrooms? Who is going to enforce the stipulation of who can go in and out of these restrooms? I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess that at some point there may be some kind of attendant or something within some of these public restrooms. Because I believe that even now, that there are women who want to be men going into the men's restroom. I think even now there are men who wants to be women going into the women's restroom. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that that's happening right now. And you need to watch yourselves. You need to watch your kids, whether they're girls or boys. You need to watch it. This is not getting better. It's getting worse. All right? It's not getting better. It's getting worse. And I'm really glad that I found this article here, and that's just, it's really crazy what's going on. Okay, I got another text, but there may be a person pretending just to get in to wait to hurt someone. I mean, there's no telling what's going to happen. There's no telling what's going to go from here if we continue to allow this to go on. It's just like, well, I don't know if it's just like it, but it's like these cops are going to continue to kill kids and things like that, shoot in cold blood kids, black kids and stuff like that, if we don't put a stop to it as far as us being against it and putting these guys in jail for shooting these kids, that unarmed kids, shooting and killing people, shooting and killing an unarmed black kid. And I always say, why don't we hear about policemen? There are many of them out there that are killing and shooting down in cold blood white kids who are unarmed. You mean to tell me the white kids aren't out there committing crimes? They commit more crimes than black kids. You know? People say, these black people on this welfare and they taking money, this and that. Well, it's a minuscule amount of black people on welfare compared to white people on welfare. There are 15 times more white people on welfare than it is black people. But the only reason the white people and some black people think that that's not true is because of the media portrays it that way. And that could be the farthest thing from the truth. Yeah, I said it. Hey guys, I'm done. I'm out of time, but I appreciate you guys listening in to me. And hey, take care of yourselves, guys. You know, all I can say is watch out. If you have kids, watch out for the kids. Watch out for your kids. Try to teach your kids the right way. Try to teach your kids to be men and women, not cross-dressers. Not people that, you know, not homosexuals. Try to keep them from that. Try to keep them from that. So, let's see. I need a song that I can go out on. Hey, let's go out in a little better way. I need a song. What can I do? Okay. Let's go here. Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show today. Take care of yourselves. Have a great evening. And join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on The Frank Williams Show. Good night.
This is how we do it. The west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. they got life so much slow, and all they say.